880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about the University of Miami's LLM program. We're going to talk about what we're teaching the new development people in our community. We're going to have Howard Shapiro. He's a very experienced developer. We're going to have one of his favorite students, Mary Hall Wall. What's your last name, Mary?
Wolf.
Wolf. Well, Wolf. I knew there was a bunch of doubles in there.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's well, she's the Wolf of Real Estate that way, right?
I'm the Wolf of Brickell Avenue, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, for all you guys out there, you'll just have to hit Facebook to see if she's really the Wolf of Brickell Avenue. But I got a feeling she just might be. And we'll also have our UHealth guest on. We're going to have Mauricio Cohn talking about, he's an interventional cardiologist. We're going to discuss breakthroughs in cardiac care. We're also going to have Corey Vanderpool on. She's a connection with Magnum Energy. We're going to talk about how you can save money on your electric. The Dow went up a little bit. We're smoking hot. We've got a lot of great content, so stick with us. Oscar, take me out. Bring me back. Let's rock the show.
Get back to where you once belong. Get back, JoJo.
On February 15th, it's the 2014 T-Mobile Miami Marlins Winter Warm-Up at Marlins Park. Join us from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a free fun-filled day of baseball, entertainment, player autographs, and more. Get first dibs on single game tickets, pick your season ticket seat location, or go for the gold with the Jose's Heroes full season ticket package for just $4.99. The Marlins are back and admission is free. So bring the family to Winter Warm-Up on February 15th. Dive in.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with two representatives from the University of Miami. It's University of Miami Day. We got you guys, we got the health system, we got them all today. We've got today the University of Miami LLM in real estate development. Easy for me to say, easy for them to say, but not easy to complete. Gives you a great set of credentials to be a professional in real estate here in South Florida or really anywhere else in the world. I want to welcome Howard Shapiro. He's the, I guess you're the resident developer.
Developer in residence, yep.
Thank you. I'm not going to say that's easy for you to say again. I guess I just did. And we've got Mary Wolf. Mary Wolf is star pupil, smiley, and also the Wolf of Brickell Avenue, we've come to learn. Now, Howard, tell me a little bit about the LLM at University of Miami in the development field and a little bit of background on who goes, why, and all that other stuff.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks also for the opportunity to be on your show, which I enjoy listening to, and which Mary and I are very delighted to be here to have a chance to talk about and praise the program. I got involved in it about 18 years ago. Being on the faculty since 1996, And this particular program is a Master's of Law, which is a one-year program that was and still is conceived for the purpose of educating lawyers, mostly young lawyers like Mary, but sometimes not so young lawyers, who are interested in anything and everything having to do with real estate law in the context of development, property acquisition, construction, finance, you name it, related to real estate activity and real estate law, and that's what we teach. Mary will have her own perspective, obviously, from the student's point of view, but I think the greatest advantage and the greatest forte of the program is the quality of the teachers that teach in it.
Yeah, spoken like a trill teacher on the program there.
Of course. Well,
okay.
Why not?
Well, they have high-quality faculty besides you.
It is the best program in the country. There's nothing like it. So
I really haven't
heard
of anything
about it. We're very proud of it. It's
very
successful.
Now, LLM, that's a tax thing, right?
No. LLM, I believe the literal translation means Latin Letters of Law, which is a reference to a master's level graduate educational process. The LLM master's programs are available in different disciplines, real property development, ours being one of them. In addition, you typically would have estate planning LLM, a tax LLM, I think maybe marine sciences LLM, inter-American studies LLM. Depending on the university that you go to, there are various other types of LLMs that are available. So it's really a one-year graduate program in law in a specialty area that you choose to attend.
Well, what I found is that real estate is very integrative, and that most of the professionals that come out of school really don't know what they want to do. And if they do, they all want to be like something that really doesn't make real sense based on where the market is and timing. Now, it seems like development, it might be good timing for them. How are you finding the market acceptance of your students?
Well, certainly they have felt the wrath of the marketplace like everyone else has in the last 4 or 5 years as to what's happened in South Florida and the country nationally, but particularly in our marketplace, which is so related to real estate development, real estate ownership, finance, job creation, so forth. But I have found that it is better than it was a year ago, much better than it was 2 years ago and 3 years ago when we were in the depth of the Depression. And I think our students are finding it a little bit easier to get quality interviews, to contact and make connections with prospective employers, not necessarily law firms, although that's certainly a key area, but also in connection with job opportunities that come up through the development process, real estate development companies, banks, funds, financial institutions, and so forth.
I know that most of the firms in all the various silos, banks, developers, financial resources, are all looking for the intermediate hire now. They can't find the person with a couple of years' experience. So I got to figure that your students will be very valuable. But hold on. Mary Wolf, you're from St. Louis. What brought you to Miami to go to the U's LLM in development? And I know that you didn't know Howard Shapiro before you got here.
I thought he would be there, so that's why I came. But
somebody like him, at least.
I knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, real estate's a mentorship business. Having a guy like Howard Shapiro is money in the bank.
I mean, that's why I'm in the program.
All right.
actually what brought me to University of Miami was the LLM program. I wanted to go to law school in a city where I could learn about real estate and where the environment would be favorable to studying real estate. And I knew Miami because I grew up coming here like every other person.
Why were you coming here like every other person?
To visit my grandpa.
Like you said, like every other person.
I emailed Connie Bowers, who's the head of one of the heads of the program, even before I applied to the law school. And she told me that I have to wait till I'm in law school. And then I'm now doing the JD LLM, which is a combined degree.
Well, that sounds great. And, you know, I know lots of people in Miami that went to the University of Miami and got a law degree, and it's like a really awesome network. And I know a lot of people that are very successful across the country that went to the University of Miami. So you got a great national network, too, and not just a bunch of football players. Now, Howard, if I'm in your classroom, what are some of the things you're going to talk to me about?
Well, what I do or try to do, Jim, is to complement what the students are learning theoretically in the classroom about the law with the practical reality of what my experiences, good and bad, have been in the development process. So a lot of what I teach can be anecdotal. I also work with students in certain projects that they have. My Help Me Howard sessions have become institutionalized in one of the programs that we teach in. And what I'm there for really is to be a mentor and to help them in any way I can. So I work closely with the faculty and being a part of the faculty involves dealing with the students on a regular basis. I attend a lot of the courses. I've been blessed to be part of the program because over 17 years, just through osmosis, I've learned an enormous amount from the course content of the program itself.
Now, as I said earlier, mentorship is what real estate is all about. Successful practitioners of real estate have had excellent mentors. In my life, I've had Harvey Weidenfeld, Sue Karras, Ezra Katz. I think I've had some top-of-the-line mentors. And you talked about bringing anecdotes into the classroom. Tell us a little bit about your background, because I think that your background speaks to the level of quality of faculty at the program.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. I moved down here from Montreal with my wife and young kids in the summer of 72 and got involved in real estate development down here. We did mostly high-rise luxury condominiums and mostly in Miami Beach at the time, although my experience has been much broader than that over the years, including a large subdivision in California and other non-condominium developments.
Well, you did mixed use at Sunset Harbor, right?
Yeah, Sunset Harbor was primarily a condominium, but it had various types of residential. There's the marina that was probably the most difficult thing that I have ever done in my life from a development perspective in terms of permits and environment and everything else. And there was a commercial mixed-use element to the development as well. So that would be an example of that.
There's a loaded question because I financed the shopping center across the street. I did the shops across the street. That's why I asked. For Scotty Robbins. High five, Scotty. High five.
I say Scotty hi, too, also.
There
Good
you go.
Good friend of mine. Yep.
He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's one of the things that you bring to the program is you also help your students meet real movers and shakers in the community, help them, I don't want to say go out on mentorship little trips, but you can introduce them if they're reading about somebody in the paper. You can say, hey, I know that person. Let me make a phone call.
Happens all the time, and I'm happy to do it. Yep. I move resumes around, too, and I'm very happy to do that. I consider that part of my obligation to the students. So we do that, not just myself. The other faculty members do it on a regular basis.
Well, please always reach out to me because I help all the kids from UF. I don't have a problem helping the UM kids. I just recently helped a kid from Wharton and another one from FIU.
That.
Please, I'd be happy to. You know, part of what I am is a human connection machine. Hey, Oscar, how much time do we have left? We only have a minute. Why don't we go to commercial a little early, Oscar? I'll give you a second to prep that, and that'll give us a little more time in the next segment. All right, Oscar, take us away. We'll be right back with more Freedom Business with the UM LLM in development. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
In Mount Zion, it rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Wop to wah wah wah. We're jamming.
All right. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes, Jose's Heroes. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose's Heroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose's Heroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself, all for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose's Heroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you know that the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center has transformed the benchmark by which cancer diagnosis, treatment, research, and education are measured across South Florida? With more than 250 physicians physicians and scientists, Sylvester provides unique multidisciplinary cancer care at five state-of-the-art facilities. With a profound commitment to quality cancer care, Sylvester stands among the elite cancer centers, receiving the 2013 Patient Safety Excellence Award from HealthGrades and a perfect score on the American Society of Clinical Oncology's Quality Oncological Practice Initiative. At Sylvester, they continue to meet and exceed national averages for cancer patient outcomes because of their commitment as an academic cancer center to provide customized care and access to clinical trials. So give them a call. Check them out at www.sylvester.org.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, calm down in here in the studio. We're having too much fun with the Peanut Gallery. Spencer's in here on Vine, and our University of Miami team is just having a good time. We're here with Howard Shapiro. He's the mentor in residence and a bunch of other fancy titles at UM, but he's really just the guy that tells them what's what and helps them get jobs. And we're here with Mary Wolf. How about that? Almost messed up again.
You didn't, though.
I know. So, Howard, we were talking a little bit about what makes the University of Miami special, and I mean besides the professors and the teachers and all that other stuff. Now, what are some of the things that you talk about in general with the students in a curriculum basis? I walked into your class, I'm auditing your class, I sat down next to Mary because I'm a smart guy. What do I do next? What do I hear next?
Well, one of the things that I try and emphasize when I'm lecturing, if you want to call it that, to the students or discussing things.
Having a conversation.
Yeah, it can be pretty informal as well, is what I consider the most important part of the process, which is due diligence. And I think very often due diligence is something that is overshadowed by the developer's mentality. You know, you got to be doing a deal. You're never out of a deal. You're always between deals. You got to be buying something, selling something, building something, and so forth. But a lot of these decisions on doing deals, I think, are made very quickly and without enough due diligence. So that's what I try and strive the importance of.
There's nothing more important than the transaction
That's how you get your commission, right, Jim?
Huh? No, I don't get my commission by doing the due diligence. I get my commission by putting the right people together and then make sure that I earn the commission.
Of course.
By doing the due diligence.
Of course you do.
There you go. Yeah. But there's no deal without due diligence. You get a bad deal or no deal without due diligence. And, you know, your students that are going through this LLM can really assist the process because a lot of times due diligence falls apart on a nuance.
That's true. Let's ask Mary about that because we've talked about that.
What do you know about due diligence, the double D of real estate?
Big double D, exactly.
The big double D.
Well, I've learned that it actually...
She's blushing now about the double D thing, just to let you know. She's got this red hair.
Can't see that on the
radio. She's as red as a beet right now, and you're loving it up too, you with your suntan.
Yes.
Okay, Mary, now you can really give the answer now that we grilled you there.
All right, well, I do think due diligence is the most important aspect of a transaction, and the program's given me a lot of unique perspective, I think, in terms of how to... the different steps of due diligence, whether...
No, you keep going, but I'm going to ask you a question afterwards because we got to hear where you're coming from and why this is important to you. So, but continue about the little four steps that they taught you and all that other stuff.
Well, it's not four steps. It's a really complex process, but...
That's true.
For example, they have short courses.
He's like a proud daddy over here. He's like glowing.
He's taught me well. He's taught all of us well.
Yeah, you're schlepping. You know, I know that guy.
He's good to us.
He went to my bar mitzvah. Why not? Okay. This has to be... Okay. The answer is,
well, as I was saying, they have a lot of short courses. They have a lot of courses that are concentrated in due diligence. For example, there's a course that's environmental regulation of real property, which is only a week or 2 weeks, but it teaches you all the environmental aspects of due diligence. So figuring out everything from even just zoning and the future of your real estate and the new laws that are going to come into play when conducting some kind of deal.
Well, we just found a very strange thing that Johnny must have left in the studio last night when he did his show. Here, Spencer, you give that to Johnny. Maybe you want to tweet that out so everybody sees what it is. Now, Mary, that was a really wonderful answer. But we really know why you need, and you get an A+ from your professor who's applauding. He's giving you a round of applause.
Perfect.
Now, but why is that important to you? What is your background and what do you want to do? And I'm asking that question because I already know the answer.
Okay, so my background is I grew up in St. Louis.
That's not why.
Okay, well, my
Let
great.
Talk. What my... is he interrupting?
It's my show. Oh, you just true. Interrupted her.
My show. I don't know what you guys. Are. I don't know why you guys are here.
Okay, go ahead.
She'll be on next week from 5 to 6 on 888. Oh, believe me, if she should have her own show, Spencer, she'll be on the 4:30 show with you next week. But we digress, Mary. So what's the real answer?
So my great grandmother started a family business, Mary R. Wolf Real Estate, a long time ago. When women were not in the business, and it started off with one small, tiny apartment in a nice area of St. Louis, but really nothing that sophisticated. And she grew it, and my grandmother grew it, and my father grew it. And I would like to work in my family business. It's still small, but it focuses. It primarily it has everything from multifamily to retail, and I would like to. Do investment and development, hopefully in Miami.
Well, great. I'll introduce you. I'll help you meet all the young leaders that I know. Howard, we'll put that on me, okay?
We'll both help her out.
All right, young leaders, ULI,
ICSC. These guys know everyone.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. Now, Howard, back to you. So how do the students and I'm going to ask you, Tuffy, and we didn't plan on this, financial aid. Students want to go. It's really expensive. The U's private. Not everybody's a psychon of a real estate family. How to use the word. It's not a car. It's you. I guess that's a scion. I don't know.
Scion.
There you go. I don't watch that.
Psychon, I think, is something from space.
That's okay. I drive an Infiniti. But really, what's the answer, Howard? Helping these kids out.
The answer is there is a financial aid fund available so that students who need financial aid can get it. It's limited, like all universities are limited these days with respect to financial aid. But it's available, and if you qualify for it, that would make the program attainable, whereas it might not otherwise be.
And for our listeners who might have a little bit of extra cash that maybe went to the U or want to support a program like this, Partners at Greenberg, maybe they can make a donation to the university and direct it for financial aid for the program. Can they do that?
Absolutely they can. In fact, a lot of the professors do that as well. And you can just go on our website and you'll see all types of options that are available for that. Let me just mention the website very quickly.
Sure.
It's edu.miami. I'm sorry, it's law.miami.edu/real-property-development. And you'll find out a lot about the program itself, about the LLM program, and the faculty, and a lot of detailed information, including how to donate as well.
Well, I know that when you were in school that they were just inventing the wheel and fire and that you counted on an abacus, but Spencer's tweeting all that stuff out. So people can look for our Twitter feed, and they can find out how to do that, because I think that I can't really think of too many things outside of your family that's more important than giving back, paying forward. We've had a scholarship at UF for the real estate program. My wife and I have done that. I think there's no higher calling than mentoring the young people, our future of our society, and helping them achieve and attain. And so high five to you, and well done, Howard.
Thank you.
And well
done. It's really been my pleasure. It really has been.
Now, we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to have you give me what you want to say about the program, because let's face it, it's something that's near and dear to your heart. You've been talking about it to me for years. We finally got you on the show to talk about it. Brought in one of your prize students. Talk to the future people out there now about the program.
Well, I can say a number of statements, but let me just say one that comes immediately to mind that I think is probably very important. And that is, and we get this feedback all the time from law firms who hire one of our graduates, who say to us that undoubtedly that additional year of graduate study in our program puts that employee lawyer in a law firm at least a couple of years ahead of someone, let's say their same age, who doesn't have the advantage of having had this LLM program as part of their educational profile. So the fact that all of the large and small and medium-sized law firms now know about the program and are willing to interview our students, hire them in many cases, I think speaks very well to the program. Again, the most critical advantage I think that we offer, well, there's two really. One is the quality of the professors. Far and away, every one of them, in my opinion, are brainiacs. Very dedicated, very smart, very experienced. And so our kids, not that they're kids, but our kids are learning from the best brains in the business. People who have a real day job, who function as lawyers on a regular basis every day, 7 days a week, and who can convey and describe and discuss all of the reality of what their involvement in the law is with respect to real estate.
We only have a few minutes left. Mary, do they do that?
They do. I actually don't know anyone in the program who doesn't have a job. And one thing that's really great about the program is that they offer, as part, it's a requirement in the curriculum, is that you have to have a take this one credit course, and it's an internship, and they place you at the top places, really any place you want to work in Miami, every place from the top real estate firms such as PMG, or I know people that work for Gil Desert, or even big law firms like Greenberg Torg and where our professors are from. So I think that it's given me an advantage. I'm able to communicate with guys like you. And as I said, I don't know anyone that doesn't have a job. And it's very, very helpful so far.
And I'm going to ask what to me is a very important question for people who would consider going into the program. What's the classroom environment like, and what's it like teaming up with your peers on projects?
It's amazing. I really feel very fortunate to be in a classroom with the kids that I'm in, because we have all types of different students. We have some people that were public defenders. We have people that worked at top law firms that are taking time off, you know, the things they could make a lot of money on, make a lot of money doing. And it's helpful because they ask questions that the professor wouldn't necessarily think to, or, you know, that touch on topics that the professor wouldn't necessarily touch on. And it gives you some background. And some of the kids are really smart. Some of the kids have their own businesses. And one of my good friends in the program, we're talking about doing a deal in Brickell together. And it's...
Somebody better have some money.
It's all him, not me.
Uh-huh.
No, we get...
Smoke and mirrors.
Well, then
we teach smoke. We haven't taught mirrors yet, but we're teaching smoke.
Well, I hear the kids at UM bring their own to class, but that's another discussion.
So,
sorry, ouch.
That's perfectly all right.
So,
not a problem.
Yeah, it's great. The conversations are fantastic.
Well, listen, we only have about a minute left, and I want to thank everybody for being with us and giving us just some great stuff. And we all know the beautiful people go to UM. We now know that they bring their mirrors to class. We know that they have great mentorship. But, you know, besides mentorship, the number one thing other than mentorship about real estate is hands-on experience. And that's, I think, what you're talking about giving them, isn't it, Howard?
Right. I mean, as much as I can, I try and relate anecdotally and factually with documents, sometimes without, what my life's experiences have been in particular areas that come up as a subject matter in any one of the particular courses. And so I can relate to certain problems, certain successes that are right on point of what they're learning at the time, which I think helps the overall understanding of what they're trying to learn.
Well, we are now officially out of time. I want to thank, can I say Professor Howard Shapiro?
No, just Howard.
I want to thank Howard Shapiro, developer par excellence and humanitarian, and you being number one. I want to thank Mary Wolf, third or fourth generation Scion, top level developer in training. Anybody who gets you in their firm is going to definitely get a benefit.
I want to thank you
all for joining us. I look forward to doing more stuff with you and your program. Oscar, I'm really sorry, but we got to end. Take us out. We'll do all our stuff. We've got UHealth Medical coming up after this. It's UM Day on Freedom Business. Back after this. All right, we're all in here vamping. We played that one special for Mary Wolf. Hey, you know, Tarek Maddox, he trains all the NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He keeps me fit for life also. Let him change your life, too. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's T-E-R-E-K-M-A-D-D-O-X. Or call him at 786-278-5584. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Again, it's Tarek Maddox at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. Or call 786-278-5584. Be the best you can be. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Actually, it's 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Dream big on February 15th. It's the 2014 T-Mobile Miami Marlins Winter Warm-Up at Marlins Park. Join us from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a free, fun-filled day of baseball, entertainment, player autographs, and more. Get first dibs on single-game tickets, pick your season ticket seat location, or go for the gold with the Jose's Heroes full-season ticket package for just $4.99. The Marlins are back, and admission is free. So bring the family to Winter Warm-Up on February 15th. Dive in.
All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to, you know, I know. I'm having a good time in here with all the U-Health legal stuff. Hey, guys, calm down while I'm doing my U-Health. You know what? I'm going to read this one for you, Howard. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lens, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. And, Howard, this is the part you're going to like. Because it's a little cheesy. Call 305-243, and this is the part for you, 2020, to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer is ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Again, here's your favorite part. They've got great eyesight over there. Visit baskinpalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays in Miami-Dade County continue. Southbound 95 slow headed down to US 1. There's a crash clearing at the Rickenbacker. Also got an accident now on the Tamiami Trail at Southwest 152nd Avenue. If you're traveling on 95 in Broward County northbound, there's a crash at Pembroke Road. It's got a left lane block. You may want to stick with a turnpike as your alternate. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We already talked about the fact that the stock market drifted up today, and it looks like it finished over 16,000. High five to the stock market. Johnny must be having a great day out there. You know, we get Johnny on the phone. We talk about social media all the time. We had Spencer in here doing my social media while we were on the line. I know that in our last segment, Mary Wolf was all psyched about going on Facebook and doing everything, and we had Howard Shapiro on, and to him, a clay tablet is what social media is all about. But we did have a great show. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of the things that I've done this week. I went, as everybody knows, you heard that I was at the Marcus and Millichap Green Pearl event up at the FIU Coven Center, and we talked there about multifamily. George Perez was there. I want to talk a little bit about what George talked about. This here goes out to George Perez. This here is a high five to George Perez, and I'm not going to talk about real estate. I'm going to talk about the Perez Art Museum. Pam, he gave a speech on that. He showed us all about it. I don't know if you've been to the Perez Art Museum or not, but I can only tell you this. Our city is growing, and it's growing because of things like the Perez Art Museum, and it's doing it because of city fathers like George Perez and other people. People that live here, people that have made their fortune here, and people that reinvest here. It's people like George Perez. It's people like my partner, Ezra Katz. It's people like Howard Shapiro. You heard Howard on in the segment before. You go, well, what's Howard doing? My goodness, Howard's developed thousands of units down here, made millions of dollars. And what does he do with his spare time? He go not even spare time, real high-quality, solid business time. He goes down there. He mentors the University of Miami LLMs in development, and he pays it forward. He does the right thing. And that's what it's really all about here. You know, we drive up and down I-95. We get all PO'd about the guy cut me off. It's raining. The car disintegrated in front of me. I got hit with the windshield wiper as it broke up in front of me. We're all flying at 1,000 miles an hour. The guy next door, his dog barks, drives me crazy. I can't get to work anymore. The rain's driving me crazy. That's a wall of water. I can't get through. I'm going to be late for the office. Damn it, it's not about that. It's about tolerating the people here that we live with, that we work with, that we are building a city of the future for. Manny Diaz was at the event. We got to give a high five out to Manny Diaz for doing all this planning and bringing the city of Miami into the 21st century. Hey, everything's not perfect. I don't know if I want a soccer stadium in the middle of Biscayne Bay. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm not sure yet. I think maybe the land would probably be better off used as the economic engine for Miami is more slips and offloading spaces and stuff for the port. We got to remember that the port's a big engine, a big economic engine, and I really don't think that if they thought it through that they'd necessarily want it there either. They probably want it a little bit more centrally located. I don't know that they have the right locations yet. Maybe there's some good land out by the Miami Intermodal Center, and the whole region could take mass transit. That's a high five out to Bill Dings, one of the guys that follows me on Twitter. So I think there's all kinds of things that I've learned today. So we learned from George Perez about paying for it. I talked to Manny Diaz about building the city for the future. The other thing I learned at the Marcus and Millichap event was that there's lots of deals happening. There's lots of capital to do deals. But the most important thing about doing the deals we talked about in our last segment, and Mary Wolf, she knows what it is. Mary, what's the most important thing about doing a deal? Make her mic live, Osk.
Due diligence.
High five to that woman, and well done to you, Howard, for teaching them the right. You're too funny. I think that Oscar likes you, Mary Wolf. Oh, I got it, Mary Wolf. Oh, you've been trying to do that all day, haven't you?
Where's the rim shot?
I don't know. I don't do that. You got those too. You tee one of those up too. Next time you do that, tee them both up. Well done. You see, Mary, you got a fan in the other room.
That's just one of many. One of many.
Yeah, I'm sure all your
tell
classmates.
Tell them to get in line.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody loves Mary.
Yeah, I know. This is why the Jewish attorney, you know, they're just all, the attorney ladies, they're always a problem here for me. I don't know. They always just eat me for lunch.
There's something about Mary.
Huh? There is. You know, you can
that
talk
was my
bat
mitzvah
too.
Theme.
I'll bet it was.
That was my bat mitzvah theme.
I'll bet it was.
Did that come out at the time?
You know, and now you should, you know what you should do? You should take a film trip out to the What About Mary house and see how they preserved it in their development plan. How about that?
But
anyway, let's get back to what I was ranting about. What I was ranting about is the fact that we all need to get together. We need to pay it forward. We need to do the best we can. And I was using George Perez and Manny Diaz as an example. Now let's talk about where I was later on today. I was at the IMN event today. Yeah, that was good. And it was all about bank REO. And you go, well, that's all drying up. Not. There's all kinds of bank REO. And what you have now that you didn't have before is you had banks that have the REO, and now they have recapitalized themselves, and they can sell the REO without going out of business. So there are deals to do, although the most important thing about buying a note is, Mary Wolf?
Due diligence.
Oh, this woman has been well-trained by the University of Miami LLM program. She's getting a high five. Oh, my God, the man is glowing. He's giving the glow there. Ask, who do we have there? Okay, Corey, she's on. Hey, Corey. Corey Vanderpool from Magnum Energy Solutions. Welcome to the show. Corey, we missed you guys last week. Don was supposed to call in and give us a high five on show 250. But that's okay.
Well, I'll do extra, my extra best.
Okay.
To make up.
You better, because we're going to give you a segment and a half to do that. Ask how much time we got in this segment. All right, only 2.5 minutes? Well, that's okay. Corey, let's talk a little bit about what you guys bring to the table. You know, we always talking about energy independence, and we're always talking about how you guys help people save money on their energy. But what are some of the nuanced things that you're seeing in energy management outside of the tent of Magnum Energy Solutions?
Sure, yeah. We're seeing some interesting things. We just attended a trade show in New York City a couple weeks back, which is the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Trade Show. Typically where we kind of display our energy management technology and how it specifically reduces unnecessary HVAC-related energy consumption in a variety of different building types. But actually, we were showcasing some new products, kind of testing the market and seeing what the interest is like out there. So we're testing products that help to manage refrigeration control in things like grocery stores and convenience stores. And we also were testing out a new product that is utilized in data centers to monitor a variety of temperatures on the racks. And that information is relayed back so that better decisions can be made on how to more efficiently operate that data center. So some new products that still are in the wireless energy harvesting range, but are accomplishing goals outside of just typical lighting and HVAC.
Well, that sounds really cool. You know what, Osk? Let's roll to the commercial. We'll give them another minute on the flip side. Everybody stick with us. We're going to talk more commercial real estate and saving money with our friends from Magnum Energy Solutions. Stick right with us. Corey, thanks for calling in. We'll be right back after this short break. And high five to Mary Wolf and Howard Shapiro. Back after this. Everybody, here's me talking about UHealth. You know, UHealth, it's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And, folks, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure you're care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You've heard me talk about the fact that UHealth includes the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row. And the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, you heard me talking about that earlier in the show. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. At UHealth, they're doing some really innovative, interesting things. You know, they've even found a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. All right, you know, I feel good too, and you know it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased, I've leased a whole bunch of Infinitis from them. When I leased all my Infinitis from them, I knew I was always getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Now I want to give a high five to my good friend, Lauren Book. I want to congratulate her on being named the L'Oreal Woman of Worth for 2018. and 13. And, you know, Lauren's Kids has been around since 2007, and I want to thank all our listeners and especially our good friend Larry Zinn, who helped us get the 1,000 license plates we needed pre-ordered. So now you can go online and order the For Hope Lauren's Kids license plate, Love and Healing, designed by Romero Brito. So go online, laurenskids.org, get your license plate either there or from the DMV. But do it today. Honor and protect our kids.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking saving money on your real estate with Corey Vanderpool. Corey, what are some of the other trends you saw at the conference that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, so another thing that we saw, which, you know, every year we're hoping to see this because we are, as I've mentioned before in previous shows, we manufacture wireless energy management technology.
So that means no batteries, in the landfill.
Exactly, no wires and absolutely no batteries in our products. So it's it's really advanced, very innovative stuff. And so every year we're hoping to hear more requests for wireless technology. And this year, I think with the help of a lot of the things happening with the Internet of Things and just with building retrofits and cost of energy, and I mean, being in a climate this year where it's very cold, we're stressing the grid, we're now really not only hearing a call for energy, reducing energy consumption, but now we're really being asked or being told from the people that are visiting our booth, you know, we're being told we need to implement wireless solutions, or we're being asked to investigate wireless solutions. So finally, kind of everything is meeting at one place, and we're seeing the trends that we knew would happen, they are happening. And so that's always a great indication, and one that you get when you go to these kinds of trade shows.
You know, I was with Don at the Green Pearl Conference yesterday, and we were walking around meeting all the developers and stuff like that. And there were even guys that didn't really want to know about this stuff when they were mm-hmm. talking to me. And then I'd introduce, hey, here's my friend Don Weidenfeld. You should hear why he invested $1 million in this company. And they start to listen, and they start to see that this can throw money to their bottom line. And, you know, if you move, $1 million to the bottom line on one of these deals, and you cap that at 4%, my fingers can't move that fast. I got to ask the LLMs in here to do that. Let me see there. But anyway, so people can save a lot of money. And while I'm trying to do the math, Corey, what are some of the other things that you can find out that you're seeing going on out there?
Yeah, so, I mean, just talking about reducing energy consumption and the money factor, the bottom line factor, I mean, that's a huge part of why we do what we do, because we're helping end users, whether they be hotel owners or commercial, you know, building owners or folks in the real estate world or multifamily housing units or whatever it might be, you know, we're helping to implement solutions that we know are reducing their consumption, that are then saving them money, and then they can take that money and dedicate it to something more important in their bottom line, whether that be more amenities at a hotel or better programs at a university or better, you know, office space for a commercial office or whatever it may be. So, we find on average 25 to 45% energy savings. And it is not unusual. I mean, we call our customers all the time to say, what's your bill look like this month? Because we don't just want to put in a solution and walk away. We want to know, what are you saving? What does it look like for you? Can we do the M&B report and show you the results? I mean, that's why we do what we do. And that's why people are going to continue to adopt this technology, is because it is reducing their operating costs and helping them put money to something more important in their bottom line. So that's why we do what we do.
Well, all I can say is that when I meet, when I introduce Don Weidenfeld to some of the other people, they always want to get a call back from Don, have a meeting, go through your webinar, and I'm starting to see people signing up. It's really exciting to see how you're really helping to make America a better place, America strong, keeping us strong, and doing all of the good things that you guys do at Magnum Energy Solutions. We're into 2014. Do you have any new products coming up?
Yeah, so we have launched, this is a great product, I think, for anybody listening that lives in a world where they're trying to bridge existing wired solutions with wireless end devices. We have a product that we launched called the E-Box, and it allows large buildings that typically run a building automation system. The E-Box ties our wireless end devices, so occupancy sensors and CO2 sensors and temperature sensors and whatever is in the space, ties them back to an existing building automation system. So that's our E-Box. That's a huge product. It allows buildings to finally kind of have the last mile accomplished. So that can be tied into any BACnet-based building automation system, which is an open protocol and open platform for building automation systems. Oh. So that was launched at the show, and we're looking forward to launching a new product in June of this year that's going to be a revolutionary new thermostat. So we're constantly trying to push the limits of what wireless technology can do.
Okay, now I want to go old school and analog on you. You know, one of the people at this event yesterday, after Don left, he says he's one of the largest owners by room count and key count of hotel rooms in New York City. Now, they all got the old-time steam heat. You got anything for something that's that old-fashioned?
We do. We actually have a product that we refer to as the perfect pair. it is a valve actuator that's meant for steam hot water heating, which there is a lot of in New York City and points in the Northeast and up in Canada. And it is paired with a wireless, batteryless thermostat. So that thermostat is completely programmable, or you can just go over to it and set it to your comfort level like you would do to any thermostat in your house or that you've ever dealt with. And it will automatically, wirelessly, talk to the valve actuator, and that valve actuator will actuate based upon your temperature comfort setting.
Well,
so that's an ideal product for anybody that has a hot water or steam heat in their building.
Well, I'm ideal and I'm actualizing, but we only got about a minute left in the segment, so why don't you tell people how they can get more info on Magnum Energy Solutions?
Absolutely. They can call our main line, which is 330-656-9365. They can ask for myself, Corey Vanderpool, or Craig, our VP of Sales. They can visit us at www.magnum energysolutions.com. Those are two great ways to find out about us. And our website has a lot of information about some of the products that we offer and some of the areas and verticals that we support.
Well, Corey, thank you as always. I really appreciate you coming on and keeping our audience informed about the trends and changes that are going on in energy management. One of the things we're going to wrap up the show now, Corey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jim, for always having us and supporting our cause. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You guys have great products. I'm proud to recommend them. Now, you know, my pleasure. We always tout Warren Henry Auto, and I want to talk about one of the reasons why. On March 1st from 2 to 7 p.m. at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, they're going to be having the Warren Henry Auto Group and the they're going to have Lou La V. Am I too old to know who that is? And they're going to be doing an event for Wounded Warriors. So make sure you check out for March 1st from 2 to 7 p.m. at Sun Life Stadium, the Florida's Cars, Cause, and Charity, sponsored by Warren Henry. For more information, you can get that off the Warren Henry webpage. And I want to make sure you go there. We're going to be out there. It's always a lot of fun. We'll have Crash. He's the one who tweets. Is at Warren Henry Auto. It's going to be a great time. Larry will be out there. You get to meet Larry, who's absolutely one of the most amazing businessmen in this town. And what I want to do now is I want to take some time out. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our guests today, Howard Shapiro and Mary Wolf. You see, you thought I was going to mess up again, weren't you?
I was a little worried.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I only mess up once, and that's only usually for the humor effect. I want to thank Tarek Maddox and New Health. I want to thank Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank Ron Book and Lauren's Kids, Bruce Turkell. I want to welcome back the Miami Marlins. New season, new fun. I just love that music. You know, I love that music. It just makes me dance in here. I always want to thank Publix. They're always there for food when we do our Lawrence Kids events with Tarek Maddox, the NFL trainer. Also, the NFL alumni, always caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins, social media, 305. The Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, Magnum Energy Solutions, and the Miami Dolphins. But I really want to thank you. You are listeners. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't really have a show. And I want you to go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join one of our communities, give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm at Jim Fried. It's pretty funny. I tweet the sunset every day. I got Dunkin' Donuts repeating. Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website gets lots of hits. It's really getting redesigned. High five to Robert Pitts for that. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com. I want to thank everybody for letting all of Howard's friends know that that's where they can find me. And this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 5. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, Oscar. Good night.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money.